This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi resolved to commemorate the honour, the sacrifices of countless individuals who resisted the emergency and its attempt at subversion of the spirit of Indian Constitution, subversion which began in 1974 with a heavy-handed attempt at crushing the Navnirman Andolan and Sampurna Kranti Abhiyan. To mark the occasion, a two-minute silence was observed in today's meeting of Union Cabinet, where they paid tributes to all people who suffered due to excesses of emergency and for their exemplary courage and valiant resistance. The year 2025 marks 50 years of the Samvidhan Hatya Divas, an unforgettable chapter in the history of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader, in New Delhi this evening. Arunachal Pradesh today joined the rest of the nation in observing Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Speaking at a function held at DK Convention Center in Itanagar, Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik said the day serves as a reminder of the emergency period and the importance of preventing any misuse of power in a democratic setup. The Governor emphasized that Samvidhan Hatya Divas is an opportunity for citizens to reflect on the role of the Constitution in upholding democratic values and protecting fundamental rights. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men described the emergency as more than just a historical episode and called it a warning, a responsibility, and a lesson that should never be forgotten. As a part of the observance, the Governor inaugurated a photo exhibition aimed at raising public awareness about the sanctity of the Constitution and the need to preserve democratic institutions. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space was launched today from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. The other astronauts in this historic mission are Sławomir Uznański from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary, and Peggy Whitson from the U.S., who will be on a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said Group Captain Shukla carries with him the wishes, hopes, and aspirations of 1.4 billion Indians. The government has taken the decision for extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 with a cost of 3,626 crore rupees. Briefing media on the decisions taken by Union Cabinet under chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said additional length of 12.75 kilometres will be added as the new metro line with 13 stations. He said Pune Metro Rail Project will serve IT hubs, commercial areas, educational institutions and residential pockets, increasing the share of public transport and ridership across the network. 818 Indian nationals have returned home from Israel till now as part of Operation Sindhu. Union Minister of State for Labour, Employment and MSME, Shobha Karandlaje, received 224 Indian nationals who returned to India from Israel on an Indian Air Force aircraft today morning. The Ministry of External Affairs said safety and security of Indian nationals remain a priority for the government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar arrived in Nainital today on a three-day visit. He was welcomed by Uttarakhand Governor Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh, retired Cabinet Minister Rekha Arya, Lok Sabha MP Ajay Bhatt and other dignitaries at the Haldwani Army Helipad. VP Dhankar will participate in Golden Jubilee celebrations of Kumaon University. The Indian Conservation Conference 2025 commenced today at Wildlife Institute of India in Dehradun, the capital of Uttarakhand. The three-day event is hosting over 500 delegates from across India and abroad. The conference aims to unite scientific research, policy-making and community participation on a common platform for biodiversity conservation. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India, will organize a program to commemorate the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking tomorrow at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, will grace the occasion as chief guest. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.